Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Political conflict is not new in America, or Jackson County for that matter. After the Confederate successful attack on Fort Sumter in 1861 touched off the Civil War, tempers in southern Oregon exploded. Jesse Applegate remarked at the time that much of the state stinks with an element foul and corrupt bordering on actual treason. The Oregonian reported that in the forks of the Umpqua, down Cow Creek and along Bear Creek in Jackson County, pro-slavery and secessionist attitudes were disgustingly common. A flag raising in the Democrat stronghold of Jacksonville on the 4th of July met with a drunken rabble of rebel sympathizers who wanted to tear down the flag. When pro-Union Republicans bought the pro-Confederacy Jacksonville Sentinel newspaper in May 1861, a gunfight broke out. Sentinel newspaperman James O'Meara, an Irish immigrant and Confederate supporter, threatened the newspaper's new Republican owner, James Denlinger, with a gun. Shots were fired, but no one was injured. When news arrived by the Pony Express mail service in October that Union Captain James Lingenfelter had been killed while leading a scouting party near Fort Monroe in Virginia, Union sympathies increased the tension. Today's episode of As It was written by Mary Ann Mason, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.